You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Canada, USA are playing in the U-20s. Saturday, of course, will be the second of two games this week between those teams at noon at Ellerslie Rugby Park. And at 3 o'clock, a massive game in the Canada Super Series in rugby. Canada will take on Romania. And tonight is the opening game, Canada, USA, U-20s. Mike Brown, director of MB Events, who is running this big event this weekend, including tonight, joins us. Mike, tickets available for tonight's game. What time does it start?
Yeah, kickoff tonight is at 7 o'clock, and admission is free tonight. So you get to watch some pretty high-level rugby, get down to Ellerslie Rugby Park, and, watch Canada under 20, take on USA under 20. This is the future of rugby in both nations. So, I mean, it's a pretty good opportunity to come out and watch the best of that age grade in both countries.
How does Canada match up against the U.S. at the U-20s?
You know what? It's both teams have a really deep junior program right now, so I think it's a pretty even match. I think we'll see after tonight, obviously, how close this is going to be, but I honestly think it's going to come down to a last kick or a last try on Saturday afternoon to see who gets to go to the World Trophy Tournament.
What's their strengths for Canada's team?
I think their back line's pretty strong. I mean, Canada typically has some pretty big boys that are spread out on the farm that can muck it up in the forwards. But, you know, we were out watching the captains run yesterday, and they were moving the ball really well. And they're coached by Jeff Williams, who, you know, is an ex-Canadian international and played at James Bay for a long time, and a back himself. And so you're going to see some pretty open wide rugby this evening if you come out and watch, for sure.
Now, what is on the line in this two-game set for Canada and U.S.? The winner of this goes on to what?
The World Trophy Tournament. So the top 18 or 16 teams are in the World Cup, and then after that, you got to qualify to get in. So this the winner of this game, this two-test series goes on, and the winner goes home. So it's there's a lot riding on it, especially for funding and the future of, you know, the growth of the sport in your nation. So
now it's a two-game. Is it total point? Is that what's the determining factor in it?
Yeah, two-game aggregate score. So, I mean, you know, with this game, whatever it is after tonight, the team that leads is leading by that many points.
So what other teams have already made it into, or is that still being decided?
That's still being decided, but, I mean, you know, you'll have a lot of the big guns there. So, I mean, this is a chance for our Canadian guys to muck it up on home soil and then go out and play against some of the best nations in the world.
Well, yeah, the Canadian fans hopefully get out, give them a little extra boost. And then Saturday, of course, is the big match, Canada against Romania, 3 o'clock. Still some tickets available. Tell us kind of what the day's plan for people who are expecting to get down there on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we've sold over 4,000 tickets, and we're sold out at 5,000, and tickets are moving pretty fast right now, so the zones are starting to sell out. Our VIP suites are sold out, but we got a big Big Rock tailgate party starting at 10 o'clock with bands, and we got the Romanian dance troupe Balada coming out. We got some country acts. And then the Canada-USA goes on at noon, and then Canada-Romania at 3 o'clock. And the weather's looking like it's going to be a pretty good day for rugby. So we hope to get as many people out that are rugby fans and people that aren't rugby fans. This is a great opportunity for you to see some of the best rugby that you're ever going to see in Canada.
Will there be any lampshades hanging around for people to party and dance with?
Well, I got one in your tent for you, Greger. I mean, my stories about my wedding are still going around about you. So we'll try to keep it on the rails on Saturday.
A lampshade? What are you guys talking about?
It was a Chinese lantern.
You were wearing a Chinese lantern out at his wedding?
Well, not the whole night, no. Not exactly sure how it came to be. It was just one of those things that happens. You know, it's all good times. But now, rugby is always as much about the games. And this is really, you know, obviously there's the rugby community, I think, in Edmonton has really grown. And you mentioned already 4,000 seats sold, and you're likely going to sell it. Your VIP tents are already going. Have you started to see just, you know, more of a growth? And how much is this strengthening the local rugby community, having these type events every summer in Edmonton now?
Well, I mean, you know, we have great players like Jen Kish, who won an Olympic medal in this community, that, you know, we're seeing a real big growth in the women's sport, which is awesome. And I think that, you know, when you have the sport of this level in your community, the kids get to see it. You know, we got a Waisali Serevi kids camp, who's the greatest sevens player of all time, in the morning. So, I mean, we're trying to create a whole day of rugby where these kids will come, and this will be the first time they see a game at this level, and this will be imprinted on their mind for the rest of their life. And this is going to be what sort of is the first memory they have of a high level of rugby. So that's what we're trying to create here. We got the biggest LED screen in North America coming. The game's live on TSN. We got the VIP suites. You know, we got tons of stuff going on that's going to make this just, this isn't just a rugby day or a rugby game. So if you're not a fan of rugby, there's so much for you to do here that it's more of a festival with the game sort of being the climax of it. But, you know, we're trying to create something that's going to be special to remind be in those people's minds for a long time to come.
Brownie, we appreciate it. Look forward to it. So tonight, again, kickoff at 7 o'clock and then noon on Saturday for Canada-US and Canada-Romania at 3. And you mentioned the Big Rock Beer Gardens, everything. The party festival gets going 10 a.m. on Saturday at Ellerslie Rugby Park.
Yeah, we hope to see you and Strud down, man.